Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Summer's Gone. I told you I was going to bring you more, so we got more. And there's only one guy that's done coverage on this besides me. So we're going to go a little further than that and just go ahead and give you as much of the game as I can. I'm also giving you where it all began. So you're going to get both of those tonight. And we're going to do them all week. Why not, right? Got nothing better to do. Have you noticed the looks people are giving you? I'm just reminding them that they all forgot their uniform. Right. I mean, all these people forgot it. Yeah. Where do we need to go? The auditorium. Hello, excuse me. Sis. Oh, what? Hi, you must be Nami.
Yes.
I'm Bella. We talked. I'm glad you managed to get the uniform. Say, why aren't you wearing one? More sucks.
Well,
you see, it could be, I don't know if that's supposed to be more or M-O-R. It could be misconstrued if I were to wear the uniform of a rival college on my first day. So yeah, it is M-O-R.
What?
Damn. Excuse me? Did you get lost?
No.
Ugh. Are you in such a desperate need for attention?
I didn't know.
Follow me, now. Where the hell is Cheeto going? You let your eyes wander through the hall. That blonde bitch did something.
Your eyes meet.
Ugh, I hope he isn't in our classes. We already got enough ugly guys. These hands are rated E, bitch. E for everyone. Are you talking about me?
Maybe.
What if? These hands are rated E. Everybody gets an ass whooping. E for equality. The girl laughs. At least he's funny.
Yeah, you know.
Damn. That guy just got back from a steroid convention. You. Yes? You look lost, which means you're probably a freshman.
Yeah, I am. See, I was trying out for He-Man, but it was the wrong door, and I ended up in this visual novel instead.
Are you a freshman, too?
Yeah.
I'm Trey. Nice to meet you.
I'm Grim.
Apparently, we've got to go to the auditorium. I heard the freshmen are meeting outside.
Whatever.
If you want, we can go there together.
Sure.
So that dude's actually built like me, and the guy next to him is built like I will never be.
It's like, that guy's like the Hulk.
I'm so excited.
I'm not.
Yeah, I got that feeling from you. You look very unbothered. College girl. You don't see this level in a high school. Basketball tryouts. If you think you got it, you probably don't. Tryouts will take place in the fifth week of every new year, ZPR. Basketball, huh?
Yeah.
Are you gonna apply?
Not sure. Maybe.
I'll go for it. I played it in high school. I wasn't the best, but a little cardio can't hurt. I have to choose some classes.
Mila.
Good Lord. She damn near can be a bus model. Hey, Trey, how are you?
I'm good, Boobla.
This is Grim.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Mila. Hi. You give me a weird vibe. Don't worry. That happens to all the girls. You'll get used to it. If you had a trench coat, I'd be worried you'd shoot up the school. I promise, I'll shoot you last. Thanks. I don't think she said thanks like that. She said, thanks. Hey, Mila. Hey, Ayoya. Ayoya. Does anyone know where we have to go? Auditorium. Outside. I heard we're supposed to meet here. Maybe Jeff knows? Is he already here? Where's Grim? This should be the auditorium. Hey, are you a freshman? Great, I'm Jeff. Grim, I heard we're meeting here. That's what I heard too. Others say outside. Doesn't really matter. Yeah, they'll find us eventually. They always do. Fuck this place. Whoa there. Sorry. Where did you go? This uniform. It's from a rival college. Yup, she fooled me. That blonde bitch? Long ponytail, yellow-green eyes? Yeah, do you know her? Oh yeah, Villa. I don't want to put her down, but she's a very difficult person. She's a weirdo. Hot, but a fucking weirdo. Hi, I'm Mila. Hello, I'm Nami. I'm Trey. They look like they're both going to be in a porno. Like, I'm sorry, that's usually, like, if you watch the old softcore movies, it's usually the woman with the giant boobs and the muscle guy. Well, not always, because some of them, they had the fat guy. Like, I mean, he wasn't ripped, I mean, and he wasn't, like, rotund, but he had a belly, you know, he's not, like, ripped abs or anything. But yeah, they did that back in the day. Give me just a second, guys. One second. Okay, hi. Yo, what up? What up? Did you ride a cycle during the summer? No. Motherfucker. But yeah, stay away from Bella. It only brings unnecessary trouble. Oh, I'll get back at her. Are you interested in sports? Who's not interested in sports? No. He is. He's good at basketball. Nice. I'm also going for the team. But you look a little out of shape. You should come to the gym with us. You know, if a man invites you to the gym, I'm going to just give you all this advice ahead of time. Go with it. So, man, you got to hit the gym. We'll go to the gym together. Yeah, you go to the gym. You'll feel better. Trust me. I'll think about it. Great. Go hit the gym with that man. You're all freshmen? Yes. I'm Miss Marla. Please follow me. Where's the rest? Many freshmen apparently decided not to come, as this is not mandatory. It's not? I didn't know. I could have slept longer. Yep, it'd be like that sometimes. Welcome to ZPR College. I'm Miss Marla, and I'm a professor here. Larissa here volunteered to help me with today's introduction. Does every single woman in this game have a boob job? A big welcome from me, too.
We'll start with a tour around the campus. This here is reception. If you need any information about the college and its facilities, you can get them here. If you have applied for a dorm room or house, you can get your keys here too. I'm hungry. Those are my rolls. I don't want your stupid rolls.
You gonna eat that cornbread?
That's what they all say, and then... my rolls are gone! Please continue. As I was saying, Karen, who usually works in reception, isn't here now. For whatever reason. Follow me, please. This is the cafeteria. It's also accessible for non-students, but students get 50% off. Do you think I can sneak away and grab one of those sandwiches? Oh, wrong Cheeto. Dude, we'll move on. Still pretty expensive here. And now about the history of our college. Kill me now. Did you just see that topless girl? No. She had nice titties. Let's sneak away. I'm in. Follow me. Oh, hell yeah, things are finally gonna get interesting. That woman could really go on and on and on. I should have gotten a sandwich. You can eat my arm. Who knows where that arm has been? Do y'all know each other? Jeff, Trey, and I went to the same high school. Yeah, many people here are from our old high school. Kind of makes sense. At least the smart ones. Trey, how did you get in again?
Muscles. Hey!
Where are you two from? We went to a high school way out west. I get the feeling you brought us here for a reason. Sharp. Imagine this place being full of people, all watching you make the winning basket, being in the lead with 20 meters left of a race, or the furthest jump. Yeah, it does nothing for me. Nothing? I don't care about fame or being known. What do you care about? I don't know. The Cheeto. You're a cute couple. Whoa, 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 we're roomies. We're roomies! Roomies, me and this guy, roomies. Oh. I also thought you were a couple.
So did I.
So Mila, tell me about yourself. That's Bella. She's, not a good person. The one with the hat. That's Nadia. Nice girl, but she isn't very social most of the time. Probably because that hat obscures her vision. So you probably can't see that well. Huh? Where am I? Huh? She's also undateable. Undateable? Every guy who has asked her out has failed. Maybe she's asexual. She isn't. Nadia's just a little weird and competitive. Competitive? Have you ever seen her play? Play what? Anything. Board games, sports, hell, even math tests. And the other one? Ayula. Oh, Ayula. That's one hell of a girl. Drives a muscle car. I'm sure she's somehow involved in the racing slash tuning community. Didn't she beat you up before? Hey, you are, it's cool, but don't say anything bad about her friends, and that includes Bella. Ayua is a very skilled fighter and trains people in various martial arts. She will kick your ass. I can imagine. She has an aura around her. Maybe she just farted.
Come on, all males agreed that girls don't do that. Males? But men say otherwise, don't we?
You BB! You're the BB! BB is pronounced BB and refers to something baby-like. See? BB! You always foul me. Do you hear that? It sounds like a BB! Hey!
Hey!
Mind if we talk for a second? Stay strong, Grim. Don't let the comfort zone win, and be nice. Sure! It's doing the whole dark and mysterious thing. Gotta be aloof. Who is that mysterious man? I want to get to know that mysterious man. Until they've been with that mysterious man for a while and he's no longer mysterious and they need somebody else who is mysterious. I recognize a broken mind when I see one. My mind isn't broken. You're right, it's shattered. You remind me of someone, a girl I used to know from high school. Always trying to look normal, nothing weird about her except that certain aura. What aura? An aura that... Ha! That scares me. And I have that aura, yeah? Yeah, she killed herself a few weeks before graduation. And you know what's the worst part of it?
What?
I knew about it. I knew she was having issues. I saw it in her eyes. I felt her inner conflict.
Wow.
But I didn't do anything to prevent it. I didn't trust myself. I thought I would annoy her if I spoke to her about it. Now, she's dead. And where are you going with this? Do you think I'm gonna kill myself? No, there are different types of dealing with it. And you look like a person who'd prefer to hurt others. I might be wrong and you'd prefer to kill yourself too. Shit just got dark. But please, just keep in mind that there are people you can talk to.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll keep it in mind when I shoot up the school. I like that one. No, but for real, keep it in mind. That was a good one. Oh, I'll get back at her. Don't, Nami. It's not worth the trouble. He's right. Phew, I'll do it anyway. Cheeto, wanna go home? No, not yet. Alright, you stay a little longer, but I'm gonna go. See you later! Walks too slow to make distance, but too fast to overtake in a comfortable way. Stupid NPC. We're sick of having to hide our boobs behind fabric! Same rights for everyone! Where was this damn cafeteria again? What the hell is going on? Thank you.
Mumble. What the fuck? Tasted pretty good. With a hit of justice.
Suddenly you spot someone.
I'd hope you just walk past.
Me too. I saw the conflict. Victoria asked for you. How did you find me?
By accident. She asked me a week ago to find you.
I was just bringing in some papers for her when I saw you. She's coming here too?
Yeah.
I don't believe in coincidences. I prefer to believe it's a coincidence because I don't want you two to be connected. So you found me. What now? Would you mind visiting her? I really don't. Please. The situation is hard on her. It might really help. And believe me, I wouldn't be asking you if I didn't have to. She's very vulnerable right now, and it's taking a toll on her mental health. Fine. As long as you can take me home afterwards. I will. Is Nami here too? Stop the raccoon! What the fuck? Ah! Don't let him near a water supply! What? This place didn't change a bit. Oh, they finally allowed the Free the Boobs movement. I remember when we created it. So many suspensions. Let's do it. If we get a chance to save the raccoon, we will. No way that animal gets in my car. What? She's in her room, because I know where her room is. Down the hall on the right. And knock before. Hey! Ugh! Fucking rowdy! Hi! Masha found you. Yeah, she did. I'm glad you came by. I wonder why, though. I keep dreaming about you. Well, dreams are just dreams. I wish dreams were just dreams. Please, sit down. How's it going? I mean, rolling. Going bad. Rolling good. Do you know what's up with your legs? I can't feel them. Nothing? I imagine some sort of feeling whenever I see someone touch it. But I think it's just my imagination. I'm sorry to hear that. I'll work with what I have. She seems pretty strong. It might just be a facade she's putting up. You seem pretty okay with it. What's the point in crying over it? It won't change my situation. It'll only make it worse. I'm gonna make the best out of it. You're a positive person. That's a key to happiness. Maja's description of her was different, but Maja's also going through a lot right now. Back to my question. I want to get to know you. Why? I think you're cute. Listen, it's okay, I don't want an answer. I just want to put a thought in your head. It's going to evolve over time, and then you can tell me what you think. Sounds like a plan. And apparently we're both going to ZPR. Yeah, I saw your name on the list. Will you be there tomorrow? Yeah, at least until next week when I start physical therapy. Wish you the best. Thanks. If you, got a phone, we could stay in contact. It got destroyed in the accident. But as soon as I have a new one, I'll give you my number. Alright, Victoria. Thanks for coming by. No problem. I feel like a little weight got lifted off my shoulders. Apparently I've been subconsciously affected by her fate. But seeing her this happy helped me a little. I'll see you tomorrow, and take care. Yes, bye, Grim. I'll see you. I was, just checking the, paint. You raise a brow. What? I don't want you to influence her. She'll summon the Dark Lord! No. I don't blame you. You promised me a ride back. Yes. Is that it?
Yeah.
As Maja parks the car, you feel a tingle in your throat. A sensation runs over your body. Your hair stands up. Little pearls of sweat form on your forehead.
It feels as if someone cranked up the heat.
Your heart starts beating faster and faster. Not now, please. Keep it together, Grim. You close your eyes for a few seconds. You inhale twice and exhale. You regain control over yourself. I knew you were a weird dude. But... considering that you almost rocked a panic attack just now, I think there's some stuff you need to deal with.
Yeah, I know.
You keep quiet.
Trust me, I speak from experience. Thanks for driving me home. You're welcome. She stops you from getting out. There's something else. And I hate to ask this, but can you keep an eye on Victoria? Why? I just want to make sure she's in good hands? Oh no, no, no! I just want to make sure she's alright. So, could you please keep an eye on her? I will. I really don't like to play the babysitter, but I'll keep an eye on her. For a favor. What kind of favor? We'll get to that when the time comes. You're creepy. Fine. All right. You open the slightly rusty door, it creaks, and you step outside the summer breeze. Hey, just because the camera stopped rolling doesn't mean it's not there anymore. You stand there quiet, listening, thinking. The past, just because we don't see it anymore, it doesn't mean it's not severely affecting our lives. Trust me, my camera is still rolling. I hope you'll get through it. Hi. Grim, how was it? It was normal? Did you meet some new people? It's a college. But did you interact with them? I talked to a few, yeah. Where's Nami? She stayed. You didn't just leave? It was completely optional. We didn't need to be there in the first place. The Cheeto got in trouble, though. What did she do? The uniform she wore was from a different college. Some girl fooled Nami. Oh no! And I met Maja. Who's Maja? Victoria's sister. Oh! She asked me if I could go with her to see Vic. Anyways, turns out she's also going to ZPR. Nojiko quietly looks into the room. Victoria and Maja Fron? I have no idea. I don't remember their last name. Do you know them? I do remember a couple who had two girls named Victoria and Maja. It was the Frons. No idea. Alright, I'll leave you to your book. One more thing. I haven't told you and Nami yet, but I have been seeing someone for the past couple of months. The Cheeto already suspected something. Did she? Yeah. And you two are a couple? I guess, maybe. But I needed to share it with someone. Please don't tell Nami yet. Why? You know how she is. She'll bombard me with questions until there's nothing left standing. I'm just not ready to go that far yet. Alright, I won't tell her. Thanks. He does want to meet you two soon. Does he have children? Yes, two. How are they? I've only seen one of them. He was special, to say the least. Alright, I'm gonna take a nap. And please, keep me in the loop about the college, etc. Will do. And if you like a girl, you can bring her over. Let's not have the talk. I'm sure you don't need it anymore. Alright, everyone, that's where we're gonna stop for now. But don't worry, I'm gonna try to do some tomorrow. Yeah, we do comics on Thursdays, but we're gonna go ahead and try to bring you some tomorrow as well. So, alright, guys, I'll see you next time. And remember, we've got Where It All Began coming right up.